This is a great track, but it's not good for talk radio. Little less conversation. What do we do there?
That's for the Canes. They need to do more action on the ice.
Get more goals. I see. We do three words, right?
Yeah.
A little less conversation is four words if we count the A.
You just do little like all the rappers are.
Exactly. So let me bring in Corey Lavallette, North State Journal and The Athletic at Corey Lav on Twitter. We like to play this little game, Corey. Three words to describe the Hurricanes defensively at this point.
I don't know. I was going to go with like Svetch's cut chin, but I guess that doesn't apply to the question. he took a gash.
He
got
did?
A gash on his chin today. Not good enough, I guess.
There you go.
The three words.
Very, very good. Somebody asked me on, the podcast, the Canes Corner podcast, live on YouTube right after, we're done with the post game show, on the Canes Corner podcast YouTube page. Somebody asked me, first question I saw was, number one thing plaguing the Hurricanes right now. So I'll let you answer that question. What is the number one thing plaguing them?
I think it's their penalty kill. It's been uncharacteristically bad. I think they've given up nine goals.
Nine of their last 22.
And, you know, on top of that, then you've given up a handful of shorthanded goals and, you know, it just hasn't, it's really a big part of what they do, especially since they tend to get called for a lot of penalties. And there's really no excuse for it, I guess. It's not like you're working new guys into your penalty kill. It's pretty much been the same group with the exception of a couple injuries that have happened so far, but, a little bizarre, and you know, that's to me that's a really big one.
Oh, it is enormous. Like, because this is the way I answered it, and we can start here. Because there's a reason why the penalty kill has been so uncharacteristically poor, and I boiled it down to goaltending, and it's not that Carolina has allowed a ton of bad goals. Antti Raanta has allowed some bangers, if you will. But other than, I mean, I don't think Freddie Anderson has let in a bad goal in his basically two full starts that Anderson has made before leaving the game injured. I guess it was in Anaheim, right? I don't think Freddie Anderson has let it. I don't even consider the Tim Stützle goal for Ottawa necessarily a bad goal. Was it stoppable? Yeah, but it wasn't a bad one. I don't think Pyotr Kochetkov has allowed a bad goal. But there were some goals that, I mean, you could make a save. And I think that's ultimately been their number one issue because they have allowed a lot of doozy chances. There's no question about that. Is that a fair assessment of their goaltending?
Yeah, you know, we were talking to Rod a bit today after practice, and he pretty much said it's been a little fluky what's happened to them. Yes, there have been blown assignments and players who maybe haven't quite. And he actually mentioned the new guys, and it takes a little while for the new guys to kind of grasp what
right.
they're doing. He said, I don't want to say we're doing things completely different than the rest of the league, but they kind of are doing things different than the rest of the league. And, you know, it's almost like a Jenga tower. When one piece is not where it's supposed to be, then things start to unravel and tumble pretty quickly. That's so predicated on guys being in the right spot all the time and guys having their box checked. And when there's a box left unchecked, things get scrambly.
Corey Lavallette, North State Journal and The Athletic, covers the Hurricanes, joining us here on The Adam Gold Show. I know you and I were texting back and forth about this today, but I want to have that conversation on the air. There is, I mean, one of the shining lights over these six games, I mean, aside from the injuries, but it's injury, it was caused by an injury, is the instant chemistry, it appears, that Jesperi Kotkaniemi has had as a center with Seth Jarvis and Steph Nason. It's been a constant over these, I guess, two, maybe three games. They have really looked good together, and I would be, if I were Rod Brind'Amour, I would be very hesitant to break that line up. Not that Andrei Svechnikov is going to play in Tampa tomorrow, But because he's not, I hope Sebastian Aho can, because I don't know what they're going to do with the roster. If you keep that line together, it's going to create a fourth line, if you will, with potentially two pretty good players on it. Like, I don't know, Andrei Svechnikov and Martin Natchez playing around maybe Jack Drury. What do you do with three scoring lines if you're going to keep Nason, Jarvis, and Kokkaniemi together?
Nice problem to have, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, to me, the dream scenario is, you know, for, and you hate to even say it because they've been the only line that's looked normal, but if Jordan Staal's line is your fourth line that plays 14 minutes a night, you know, I think you can distribute your three lines pretty well. I'm, you know, I struggle a little bit with where Jack Drury is,
right,
as far as him, you know, potentially playing between Svechnikov and Natchez, or, you know, Michael Bunting if the SAT line were reunited, or things like that. And then, you know, the other interesting thing was, even in practice today, Tara Vinen was staying at center.
Yes.
Maybe just because they're not sure if Aho is going to be ready to go or not, but pretty interesting stuff and pretty interesting decisions to be made. And I mean, when something's working, you don't mess with it, I don't think. You know, I don't think that line is going to continue to play at an 80-point pace all season long. But I mean, I think we've talked about this ad nauseum, but I think I'm a believer in Jesperi Kokkaniemi. I think there's skill and potential there that's maybe being realized a little bit. And, I mean, Seth Jarvis, I think, is on the cusp of being I don't want to say a superstar player, but at least a star player.
I agree. I think Seth, all of the good stuff he did last year with the rest of his game, if the offense is added to it and early going, it looks like the offense is being added back into it. Yeah, we're talking about somebody who should be in the 65 to 70 point range, I think, over the course of this season. Maybe that's a little optimistic, but he's certainly off to a very good start offensively. He's got three power play goals, and I like the way he operates right around the net. I agree with you about Jack Drury. To me, I don't think Jack is having – this is the second year in a row where the opportunity is there for him to play maybe even with elite players. Because even if it wasn't Brendan Lemieux and Steph Nason was still playing there, when they're fully operational, I mean, it was going to be Teuvo Teravainen or Martin Natchez. Somebody – there was going to be a scoring winger – and Steph Nason is obviously an offensive player. And I wonder if we saw something in practice today that gives us an idea of how Rod Brind'Amour is thinking. Because Aho was working in practice as a center with Svechnikov and Brendan Lemieux. And obviously that's not going to be a line, but who knows. But if Teravainen, Kokkaniemi, Staal, and Aho are all working at center, and Jack Drury was working as an extra defenseman because Jalen Chatfield wasn't at practice, what does that say?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an accident that he's not out there running lines. And, you know, they obviously needed a sixth defenseman because, like you said, Chatfield was what ended up being just a maintenance day from what Rod said. But they also have Brett Pesce, who's going to be, it looks like, out a little longer, but nothing overly serious. But he's the, I guess, the furthest from returning out of that group of, you know, Aho, Svechnikov, Anderson, all that. All those guys are right on the cusp. So, yeah, I mean, it's a interesting conundrum. And, you know, I think we've talked about this, too, is that I thought the competition for that fourth-line center job was going to be really good in camp, and then Vasily Ponomarev gets hurt, and all of a sudden it's basically Jack Drury's job. And so far, you know, he hasn't hit it out of the ballpark, that's for sure. I don't know that he's done anything wrong, but on a team like this, especially when you could have the potential to play with really, really good players, you need to be able to show you can play with really, really good players.
Final thing, if Aho doesn't play, they have to make a roster move, right? They're not going to Tampa with 17 skaters, because if Aho doesn't play, Svechnikov's not playing. I mean, they're not playing a man down on the road against the Lightning, right?
Yeah, I asked Rod about that. He said that if they need to, they're going to call somebody up. I don't know. Maybe you put Pyotr Kochetkov at the opposite wing with Brendan Lemieux, and you have the ultimate physical fourth line.
Pyotr would not take any guff from anybody. That's right. I used the word guff on the radio in Raleigh in 2023. Corey Lavalette, North State Journal and The Athletic, at Corey Lav. Appreciate your time, man. I'll see you at the arena in a couple of days.
Sounds good, buddy.
Thanks, man. Corey Lavalette. yeah, I used the word guff.
It's fine. I like it. Change things up a little bit.
It's like 1957 word. Guff.
Okay. Well, we've talked about horse and carriages last week,
we did.
So we're just kind of.
We absolutely did. I'll try a 1960s word.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, as we go to break, we have a game 7 and a game 6 tonight.
Yeah.
Isn't that groovy?
Right. Well, we've already been using F-boy today in numerous times, so
that
we're just
true.
Bouncing all over the place.
Well,